Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome to Coffee Break French. I'm Mark and I'm here to help you with your French, guiding you through the 80 lessons of the course. Now, in lesson 13, we're talking about the town, places in the town, and some simple directions. I hope you enjoy this lesson. Okay, so one of the first things that we're going to do when we're learning to find our way around a French-speaking town is learn a few of the names of the places in the town. And we're going to start with one that's probably quite important to any person travelling around a French-speaking place who likes their food. Le restaurant.
Le restaurant.
Anna, qu'est-ce que c'est que le restaurant?
It's a restaurant.
A restaurant, exactly. The restaurant. So, le restaurant.
Le restaurant.
It's spelt exactly the same way as in English, but just said in a French accent, indeed with French pronunciation. And that's important when you come across a word that's written the same way as it is in English. Don't just say it in English. Make sure you put on a French accent. So you don't say le restaurant. You say le restaurant.
Le restaurant.
Okay. So, if le restaurant is the restaurant, what do you think le musée might be?
Is it the museum?
The museum. Le musée. Le musée.
Le musée.
Le musée. Le musée.
Le musée.
So, somewhere else that you might want to visit while you're visiting a French-speaking town. If you happen to be in Paris, there's so many wonderful museums there. Le Musée du Louvre, or le Musée d'Orsay, and so on. Le Musée.
Le Musée.
Okay, now something else that you might find in a town or a village, indeed, would be le marché.
Le marché.
Le marché, and linked to that, le supermarché. What do you think the supermarché and le marché are?
The supermarket and the market.
Ok, très bien. Le marché.
Le marché.
Le supermarché.
Le supermarché.
C'est ça. Le supermarché.
Le supermarché.
So, supermarket, market, le restaurant, le musée. All these words have le as the article, the definite article, the word for the. Le musée, le restaurant, le marché. Okay, now they're all masculine. We'll come back to this in a moment. We're going to now learn some other words. We could start with la banque.
La banque.
La banque, somewhere where you might need to go and change money, for example, if you're travelling around. La banque.
La banque.
Which is, of course,
the bank.
The bank, yeah. La banque. We might also have la cathédrale.
La cathédrale.
La cathédrale being, of course,
the cathedral.
The cathedral, okay. La cathédrale.
La cathédrale.
Okay. You might also want to find, particularly, say, on a campsite, la piscine.
La piscine.
La piscine.
La piscine.
What do you think that might be?
I have no idea.
Okay. La piscine is the swimming pool. If you do Spanish, you might be familiar with la piscina or la piscina. In French, la piscine.
La piscine.
The swimming pool. So let's run through our three feminine words now. These are all using la so far. La banque.
La banque.
La cathédrale.
La cathédrale.
La piscine.
La piscine.
Now, you might be wondering, what on earth makes la cathédrale feminine and la piscine feminine? But le restaurant and le marché masculine, there's no real reason. It's just happens that way. Some words in French are masculine and some words are feminine. We've already come across this when we were talking about family members. La mère, my mother, and mon père, or le père, my father, or the father. But when we come to things, then things are masculine and feminine too. So let's learn a couple of other ones, other things that you might come across in the town. For example, one thing that you might find in a town is a square, particularly in French towns. That would be la place.
La place.
La place.
La place.
And it's spelt the same as the word in English, place, P-L-A-C-E, la place.
La place.
So that's another feminine one, la piscine, la cathédrale, la place, la banque. And then we'll add in a couple of other ones here. And listen carefully to these ones. L'office de tourisme.
L'office de tourisme.
L'office de tourisme.
L'office de tourisme.
Très bien. So that literally means the office of tourism. And of course it means the tourist information office where you would go to ask some of the questions you're going to be asking a little later. L'office de tourisme.
L'office de tourisme.
And notice that that's l'office. It's L apostrophe. Not le or la, but this time L apostrophe. And it's L apostrophe because it comes before a word that begins with a vowel. Office. L'office de tourisme.
L'office de tourisme.
And one other example here. And that's l'église.
L'église.
L'église is a church or the church. L'église.
L'église.
So the word for church is église, but the church is l'église.
L'église.
Now, something that you've got to think about here is the fact that église is a feminine noun. So if it weren't for that vowel that it began with, it would be la église, but you can't say that in French, so it's l'église.
L'église.
And office is a masculine noun. So otherwise, if it weren't for the O that it began with, it would be le office. But of course, we say l'office.
L'office.
L'office de tourisme.
L'office de tourisme.
Now, if you're in a French-speaking place and you're trying to find the square or the market or the bank or whatever, then your absolute basic situation would be simply stopping someone and saying, the bank, please, la banque, s'il vous plaît.
La banque, s'il vous plaît.
And they would hopefully point it out on a map or point you in the direction of the bank. But it might make more sense to ask them, where is the bank? And to say where is in French, you say où est.
Où est.
Où est la banque, s'il vous plaît?
Où est la banque, s'il vous plaît?
Okay. Où est le restaurant, s'il vous plaît?
Où est le restaurant, s'il vous plaît?
Okay, so that's où, the same word that we've used when we learned Where do you live? Où habites-tu?
Où habites-tu?
And est, meaning is. Again, we've come across that word before. Est.
Est.
Où est la banque, s'il vous plaît?
Où est la banque, s'il vous plaît?
So, Anna, how would you say, where is the museum, please?
Où est le musée, s'il vous plaît?
Très bien. What about, where is the square, please?
Où est la place, s'il vous plaît?
Très bien. Now, that's one way of saying it, où est. But perhaps a slightly nicer way of saying it is, où se trouve?
Où se trouve?
Où se trouve la banque, s'il vous plaît?
Où se trouve la banque, s'il vous plaît?
Now, this literally means, where does the bank find itself? Or where can the bank be found? Où se trouve la banque, s'il vous plaît?
Où se trouve la banque, s'il vous plaît?
Où se trouve la piscine, s'il vous plaît?
Où se trouve la piscine, s'il vous plaît?
So, where is the swimming pool, or where can the swimming pool be found? And how would you say, using this construction, where is the cathedral?
Où se trouve la cathédrale, s'il vous plaît?
Très bien, où se trouve la cathédrale, s'il vous plaît? And what about, where is the tourist information office, please?
Où se trouve l'office du tourisme, s'il vous plaît?
Okay, now watch that. It's office de tourisme. Like maybe you said office du tourisme. Office de tourisme.
Office de tourisme.
So the whole thing, where is the tourist information office, please?
Où se trouve l'office de tourisme, s'il vous plaît?
Très bien, très bien. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so you now know how to ask in two different ways, where is, and where are some of the places that we've been learning. Let's now think about what the possible answers to this might be. In each of these answers, we're going to hear command forms. So the first of these answers is go straight on. Listen to this. Allez tout droit.
Allez tout droit.
Now, obviously, this is the kind of thing that you're more likely to hear rather than to have to say, unless you know a particular town very well and someone else is asking you for directions. Allez tout droit.
Allez tout droit.
It means go straight on. Allez tout droit.
Allez tout droit.
Now, to say turn left, you say tournez à gauche.
Tournez à gauche.
Tournez à gauche.
Tournez à gauche.
And you may also hear turn right. Listen to this one. Tournez à droite.
Tournez à droite.
Now, you'll be probably thinking, droite, wasn't that something like go straight on? In actual fact, it does sound very similar, but go straight on is aller tout droit, and turn right is tourner à droite.
Tourner à droite.
droite. It's the t sound on the end that makes the change. Tournez à droite.
Tournez à droite.
So we've got aller tout droit.
Aller tout droit.
Tournez à gauche.
Tournez à gauche.
Tournez à droite.
Tournez à droite.
Sometimes someone might want to give you double instructions. For example, go straight on and then turn right. In that case, you would hear something like aller tout droit et puis tournez à droite. Try saying all of that. Aller tout droit et puis tournez à droite.
Aller tout droit et puis tournez à droite.
Ok, très bien. So this et puis means and then. So how would you say go straight on and then turn left?
Aller tout droit et puis tournez à gauche.
Ok, now what would this one mean if you were asked, let's say you're asked the question, where is the market? Anna, how's that? How would you say that question?
Où se trouve le marché?
Alors, le marché. Tournez à gauche, et puis allez tout droit. Tournez à droite, et tournez à gauche. Ok, did you get that?
No.
Ok, what would you say if you hadn't understood?
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas. Can you ask more slowly, please?
Plus lentement, s'il vous plaît.
Ok, alors... Tournez à gauche, allez tout droit, tournez à droite, et puis tournez à gauche.
Okay, so it was turn left, go straight on, turn right, turn left.
C'est ça! Tournez à gauche, allez tout droit, tournez à droite et tournez à gauche. Voilà. Okay, let's try another one of these. Okay, and if you don't understand, then obviously you can say, I don't understand. More slowly, please. So ask me a question.
Où se trouve la cathédrale?
Oh, la cathédrale. La cathédrale est loin d'ici. It's quite far from here. Okay? Alors, allez tout droit, tournez à droite, et puis allez tout droit. Tournez à gauche, tournez à droite et allez tout droit.
Je ne comprends pas. Plus lentement, s'il vous plaît.
Alors, la cathédrale, pour la cathédrale, allez tout droit, tournez à droite, allez tout droit et puis tournez à gauche, tournez à droite et allez tout droit. So, can you work out where the cathedral is from here?
So you go straight on, you turn right, you go straight on, you turn left, you go right, and then you turn, then you go straight on.
Très bien, excellent. I hope you all got that too. Okay, I introduced a new phrase that I said, c'est loin d'ici, loin.
Loin.
C'est loin d'ici.
C'est loin d'ici.
That means it's far from here. But of course, if you're raising your voice at the end, it's like asking a question. Is it far from here? C'est loin d'ici?
C'est loin d'ici?
And the opposite would be c'est près d'ici.
C'est près d'ici.
C'est près d'ici. That means it's near to here. Or, indeed, if we make it into a question, c'est près d'ici? Is it near here? C'est près d'ici?
C'est près d'ici.
Anna, can you remember another way of making that into a question?
Est-ce que c'est près d'ici?
Très bien. Est-ce que c'est près d'ici? Est-ce que c'est près d'ici? Is it near here? Est-ce que c'est près d'ici?
Est-ce que c'est près d'ici?
Good stuff. So, c'est loin d'ici, c'est près d'ici. Is it far from here? Is it near here? And then we've had our directions. Allez tout droit.
Allez tout droit.
Tournez à droite.
Tournez à droite.
Tournez à gauche.
Tournez à gauche.
There were two ways of saying where is. Où est?
Où est?
And où se trouve?
Où se trouve?
And then we learned some places in the town. We had le musée.
Le musée.
Le restaurant.
Le restaurant.
Le marché.
Le marché.
La banque.
La banque.
La place.
La place.
La piscine.
La piscine.
La cathédrale.
La cathédrale.
L'office de tourisme.
L'office de tourisme.
And l'église.
L'église.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.